This podcast is either a complete failure or a complete success. I'm just starting to find out. How's it going, everybody? I'm back here for another podcast. And as always, I can begin the first part by complaining. The podcast, I've decided to do daily podcasts starting from now on, and I will increase the length of each daily podcast as I gain more popularity or my donations increase. So currently, I'm working towards establishing an episode daily, even though I have tons of homework tonight and I'm not supposed to be doing this right now. I feel like it's my duty to do a podcast on today, April 29th, 2019. So, basically what I'm telling you is, most likely I'm going to be starting daily podcasts unless I'm unable to, like I'm out of town in Chicago, and this summer, okay, I was going to keep this a secret, but, you know what, no, you'll have to keep on listening, and I'll tell you next week what is my surprise. So, yeah, I can't wait to do daily podcasts, you'll just learn more about me, what's going on every day, how am I feeling, and, like, how's it going? I mean, really. So, I just came back from a clarinet private lesson. I have school tomorrow, swimming in a little while, and I stink at breaststroke. I can't even do it. I'm so fat, can't even breathe. Alright, and before we continue, I want to talk to you about my Patreon. So, Patreon is this wonderful platform where creators can share announcements, stories, bonus things, and have Patreons, and Patreons are people who, like, donate to the channel monthly, and you can become a Patreon today, and it includes a bunch of perks, such as I can give you a thank you in the podcast every day, every time, and I also, there's a bunch of other things. If you pay more money, you get more perks per month, so, like, you can get a free t-shirt, you can help me plan a video, you can help me plan a podcast that I'm going to talk about, so many new things, so it's a really cool way to support me. If you want me to keep on doing this, because I know this is fun, and I can make my podcast longer. And another question is, I'm currently using a Blue Yeti microphone, but if there's any better podcasting microphones around the same price range, let me know. I'm looking to invest in something a bit more podcast-like. Like, this is, I don't know what this is. I just bought it off eBay, and I'm expecting it's authentic. And there's a bunch of little scratches, so I'm probably thinking this came from, like, a school or something that had a bunch of these, and they just needed to sell them, so this was discounted, so cool, right? Yeah. Basically, a run-up of what's going on in my life, what did I do today, went to school this morning, it was raining bad, bunch of streets are flooded now, we got a whole pond in our backyard, even though it's not supposed to be there, went to school, same as the norm, I had pee. Came home, practiced. I keep on breathing, okay? I practiced my clarinet. I went to clarinet lessons. Here we are now recording the podcast. I'm gonna do a little bit of homework, go to swim, and go to homework, do some more homework, go to bed. Yeah, that's basically the norm for today. Got a social studies project due tomorrow, but we can present Tuesday to Thursday, so I might not have to present tomorrow, which would be a, like, huge, yeah. That's what I want. And then I have a science test, which the teacher makes 90% of your grade. And then lastly, I have a French test tomorrow. Bonjour. Yeah, I speak French. Maybe I'll do, like, a segment in the podcast where I just try to speak French. In fact, I'm thinking for the next episode. Okay, I shouldn't tell you all this, but yeah, you'll wait. I'll surprise you on the next episode. All right, as promised from the last episode, let's talk about O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson, one of the greatest cases ever in the world, baby. Okay. Basically, the O.J. Simpson case, in case you don't know, he's a famous football player, and he was accused of killing his ex-wife and a friend of his ex-wife named Ronald Goldman, and the wife's name was Nicole Brown, and basically, he killed him, and he was found innocent, and there's just so much evidence that's against him, but his defense jury played a big role in protecting him, because they planted something called doubt, and this guy named Mark Furman, he was a lead detective, well, he was. They made him admit, so basically they asked him, have you ever used the N-word before? And he said no. And then they played a tape of him using the word, which probably, like, made the jury think, oh, this guy's a racist. Like, we shouldn't trust him with all this evidence. Because he was the person who found the utter missing bloody glove at the crime scene. And on the glove was the blood of the murderer, O.J. Simpson, Nicole Brown, and Ron Goldman. So that's what I'm believing. But a couple things that don't add up is, if he actually killed, then why would he only book a domestic flight? Like, why wouldn't he book, like, an international flight? If you just killed someone, why would he fly away the same night? Like, it just doesn't make sense. You would probably want to fly internationally so you can get out of the country if you don't want to get caught. And he flew to Chicago, and the first thing, when police told him, yeah, your wife's dead, he's like, who did it? Like, he's not like, oh my, okay, I can't say that because I'm Christian, whatever. But, like, he's like, ugh. Well, he's not like, well, he's like all depressed and like worried and like, what happened? Like, how did this happen? He was like, who did it? And they found a cut on his hand also. And I feel like it's kind of strange. He even wrote a suicide note. There's so much, like, information that kind of presents OJ as innocent. But at the same time, there is so much stuff that's saying he is guilty. And I feel like because before this case, there was another case where a black man was pulled over by the police and he was shot to death, and all the police officers were acquitted of the charges. And so racism was a big deal during this time, and I feel like that played a massive role in the trial, because if the jury convicted him guilty, a lot of people would probably call him racist. They would feel bad for the rest of their lives. But they proved him innocent, they probably, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot about race. And these jurors, it was hard on them. The trial took 6 months. It cost over $4 million. They couldn't read anything. They had to stay in a hotel room. They couldn't be with anyone. They had to stay in a hotel room for 6 months. No internet. All they can do is sit around, listen to the case, and then make a verdict at the end. And just imagine so much pressure on them and how hard it was. So it's really a tough thing. So, because of all this mountainous evidence and the fact that it was probably racially profiled, I can suggest that O.J. Simpson killed Nicole Brown. But because there is so much stuff that could disprove the evidence, for example, a suicide note, not flying out of the country, stuff like that, I don't want to harm him so much, but he had prior domestic violence issues. So basically, I would say he would be charged with 2 counts of second degree. It's the least amount of charge for someone who killed someone. He would get a punishment even if he killed him, but he would also receive a smaller sentence if he didn't. So I think it's fair, and I think it's a great way. It's like a nice compromise, and we may never know how he did it, if he did it, why he did it, but we do know something. And another point I have to bring up is a lot of the jurors. Today, we can just look up information on the internet. Like before, all they could listen to was the stuff presented at the case. So they didn't have all the information that we have today. So you have to consider that. All right, let's move on. The next segment, we're going to be the word of the day. All right, guys, today's word of the day is, drumroll, please. Yes, you heard it right.
Accolade.
Accolade.
Accolade. Accolade.
All right, the word of the day is accolade. So, in order to test myself to make sure this is actually working, we're going to review the word of the day from a couple days ago. So, Logie was the first one, and it means, like, tired. And then the next one, it was resuscitate. It means, like, revive, to bring back to life. So, today's word is accolade. Accolade? Accolade, and it means a mark of acknowledgement, award, expression of praise, a ceremonial embrace. So it's basically like a congratulations. It's like a synonym. Okay. Example, Black Panther has become the number one movie of the year in North America, 700 million, and number two worldwide, 1.32 billion, and has earned a slew of accolades during the Critics' Choice. Oh, accolades. Okay. That's cool. So, I found an interesting news article today on NBC by Inside Edition. It's called, Is This Whale a Russian Spy? So basically, I'll read you the article and talk a little about it. And I'll try to use the word. Is this beluga whale a Russian spy? The animal was spotted swimming off the coast of Norway by a bunch of fishermen who said it caught their eyes because it seemed to be tied up in something, according to APTN. But when they got a closer look, they discovered a harness clipped tightly to its body that read Equipment, St. Petersburg. Experts say Russian military has known to train sea mammals. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You train sea mammals as military? I mean, okay. U.S. spends the most money out of any country on the military. Our military forces of Russia. I'm kind of scared. Like, World War Free. Like, I can't say free. It sounds like free. I have to use my tongue. Three. Okay. So, World War Free is coming. Kim Jong-un, Donald Trump, if he wins 2020, I don't want to talk politics, and Kim Jong-un, so, and Vladimir Putin, my mistake. But they train animals. I mean, that's just creepy. Like, they train an animal to, like, find you, you know? That's just scary. All right. Officials believe the whale may have escaped from a Russian military facility. Well, if the Russians actually belong to, like, if this is actually their animal and they escaped from a Russian military facility, well, let's give some accolade to them because they did a great job. There we go. Use the word. All right. So this beluga whale deserves a lot of accolade for swimming it this far. And you know he's tamed because he came up to the fishermen and he's eating food from them, which means he's a tamed whale. He's a white beluga whale. You can search him up on NBC. But just the fact that they train white beluga whales to be Russian spies, I mean, that's just creepy. I'm like, okay, now how do I know the animals at the sea aren't, like, spies for the Russians? Like, we've had a bad relationship with Russia since the election. Like, they're hacking our election. Nuclear war and, like, the Cold War. We've just been a bad relationship with them. But we partnered with the Soviet Union World War II, so we should be, like, allies. But we kind of, like, broke up from them. Come on, guys. The world is tensing up, and I'm just nervous that something bad's going to happen or something's going to break. Someone's going to send a nuclear missile to us. I don't want it. Like, why can't the world just have peace? Come on. Russian whale spies. Well, there's your daily news of the day and your daily word, accolade. So let's review. It needs to revive, resuscitate, and accolade. Accolade, correct? Okay, let's check. Accolade. All right. Well, thanks so much for listening to this podcast today. Again, congratulations for making it this far. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Hope you enjoyed these episodes. I hope you're still listening to my episodes. I put a lot of time and dedication into filming these episodes. I waste my homework time. I edit these episodes. So it's a great way for me to communicate with you guys, have some fun. So I hope you actually listen to these episodes. Yeah! Thanks so much for listening to this episode today. I can't wait to film the next episode tomorrow. Tomorrow's episode will hopefully be a bit longer. I'll talk about more interesting things. Thanks so much for listening, and I can't wait to see you guys tomorrow. All right. Peace out.